KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock in Atlantic, it's mostly clear and 25 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today, a high around 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, a bill that would have set on or after August 23rd as the school start date in Iowa has been tabled in the Iowa Senate. On the 10th of March, 32 of the 50 members of the Senate voted in favor of letting school boards decide when school starts in the fall. Yesterday afternoon, Senator Herman Quernbach, a Democrat from Ames, asked his Senate colleagues to vote in favor of that local control approach.
I don't see that our positions necessarily have changed.
But when it came time to vote, a majority of the senators sided with the House approach to set on or after August 23rd as the standard for a school start date. That prompted Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall to use a parliamentary maneuver, which has tabled the bill, and he's not saying when it may be brought back up for a vote.
I'm in no rush.
By an overwhelming vote on Tuesday, the House voted to set on or after August 23rd as the school start date. At the least, Gronstall says the House-backed plan should be adjusted since, as currently written, it would prevent any high school from moving to a year-round calendar.
We think that's pretty crazy.
Gronstall suggested there was confusion as to how many Republicans would side with Democrats in favor of local control, so school boards may decide when school starts. Senate Republican Leader Bill Dix of Shell Rock says it's time to get this issue resolved.
We've seen the Democrats stall and delay with respect to K-12 education long enough. I mean, they deserve some certainty and move forward some policy so they can plan. And that's what we ought to be doing on school funding as well.
In December, Republican Governor Terry Branstad's administration put schools on notice that no more waivers would be granted for early school start dates. Unless legislators fashion some sort of compromise, Branstad will accept. Means school will have to follow current law, which says schools are to start during the week in which September 1st falls. That means August 31st would be the earliest date for school starts in Iowa this year. A Western Iowa woman who was convicted last year in a disturbing kidnapping and torture case has died in prison. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
Rebecca Beyer of Council Bluffs was sentenced to life in prison last July after being convicted of abusing her developmentally impaired stepson. The 47-year-old Beyer died on Monday of natural causes from a form of skin cancer, according to the Iowa Department of Corrections. Beyer was arrested in 2013 after the 20-year-old victim told police he'd been kept locked inside a garage, attached to a wall with a dog leash, and burned with forks, spoons, and an iron that had been heated on a stove. The victim's father and stepbrother, James Beyer and Ryan Smith, were also arrested in the case. Smith accepted a plea deal and was sentenced to 2 years probation. The Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office reports the case against James Beyer is still pending. I'm Pat Curtis.
A process that began in 2011 to update the Cass County Communications 911 Center has reached full circle with the facility coming online this week. It's not been an easy road with countless discussions held over whether the county should farm out dispatcher services, whether the center should be expanded and relocated in the courthouse to prepare for the next generation of communications equipment, or whether a separate facility was in order. The Board of Supervisors, Public Safety, and 911 Commission ultimately decided to purchase a building across the street from the courthouse and renovate the lower level to accommodate the dispatchers, equipment, and the emergency management director and 911 director. Cass County 911 director Rob Coppard told the Board of Supervisors during their meeting Wednesday morning that the process was well worth the time and effort it took to bring it to fruition.
I want to publicly thank the Board of Supervisors for allowing us to have a really nice place to work in, and the room to actually stand up without and to stretch without hitting your neighbor. And thank you guys. We could have spent a million more to make it a Taj Mahal, but we got a really great center for what you guys gave us, and I really thank you guys for that.
Comfort said the county got its money worth out of the project.
We've got the county a very fiscally responsible 911 center that is functional and truly something that to be proud of.
And the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday signed a proclamation recognizing April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Cass County. The request to do so came from the County Child Abuse Prevention Council. Wendy Richter, co-chair of the council, along with Kate Olson, said there are several things they're doing to bring awareness of child abuse and prevention to the public eye. That includes the sale and display of pinwheels for prevention, A banner to be placed near the entrance to the courthouse and the planting of pinwheels outside the courthouse.
And again, any of the money that's raised, we use that for different projects for prevention that go on here in Cass County. We're working with the local libraries. There's six libraries in the county, and we're working with each one of them to get resources either on good manners, you know, stuff for kids, and then also looking at some things for parents, doing some parenting things. There's a lot of parenting programs out there, but we want to have resources available for the parents. So if we do this in the schools, then the parents really don't have access to those resources. So that's why we want to work with the community libraries.
Kate Olson said they'll also provide those libraries with a list of recommended resources.
We'll also be doing a coloring contest the first part of April in all the local schools, and the libraries have agreed to post those for the month of April.
After the presentation by Rector and Olson, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman read the proclamation that was later signed by each of the Board of Supervisors.
We, the Cass County Board of Supervisors, do hereby proclaim the month of April 2015 as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Cass County, and urge all citizens, community agencies, religious organizations, medical facilities, and businesses to partner in efforts to prevent child abuse and neglect, thereby strengthening the communities in which we live.
In other business, the Cass County Supervisors approved a 5-year contract with Medevac Ambulance. The county will share the cost of the services with the city of Atlantic 60-40, with the city picking up the largest portion of the cost. For the next year, the total cost amounts to $84,000, which is the same as it has been for the past 5 years. Afterward, from July 1st of 2016 through June 30th, 2020, the annual rate shared by the city and county is $92,000, and again, the city will pick up 60% of the cost. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency reported yesterday a ban on open burning, which had been in effect since March the 16th, has been lifted. The ban was rescinded due to the current wet conditions. And authorities on Wednesday were asking residents of Tabor and Fremont County to boil their water until further notice. Repairs to a leaking water line lowered the pressure temporarily, and city officials say water tests to ensure the safety could take 48 hours. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.